Well, good morning, Pat, and everybody on the net. Name here is Dave, Kilowatt Victor 9 Ocean. And this morning, actually, now, you know, I'm really approaching a gray area here because what I've done is I need special dispensation, Pat, because what I've done here is I'm running a Flex 1000 this morning, but it's with a twist. And the deal is I still qualify as vintage, and here's why. I'm actually using a little audio processor, a little Behringer audio processor on the front end of my Flex that originally had a Chinese 12AT7C in it. And I actually replaced it with a vintage new old stock 12AT7A. So I do believe that at this point in time, I do qualify as vintage. And to take it a step further, I'm actually running outdated software as well. So in the software world, I know that's vintage as well. So I really do think I qualify here. So anyway, back to NetPat, WB9GKZKV90.
Wait a minute, Dave. Dave, the man that I sold my HT32B, my beloved helicopter station. It's sitting silent while you're running a Flex. Okay, I wrote this down. A Flex 1000. You're running what you call outdated software that you're calling vintage software to run the radio. And you pulled out a Chinese 12AT7 and replaced it with a U.S.-made vintage 12AT7 speech amp tube in your preamp. Is that right?
That's correct. I am running a vintage tube this morning, so I think I qualify.
Dave, we're going to spin the wheel, baby. Are you ready?
Spin the wheel.
Everybody stand by. Stand by for judgment over Dave. We're going to spin the wheel. I'm going to release my push to talk, and then Dave, you will hear what the rest of the net members have to say. We're spinning the wheel on the Flex 1000. Let them have it.
It's a vintage tube!
Yeah.
Nice talking to you, Dave.